I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Prayer Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power released its annual operations plan for the Mono Basin's 2025-2026 runoff year. The AOP set forth how LADWP will manage water exports and stream releases in accordance with supply conditions, environmental priorities, and its amended water rights licenses. It is a critical tool for ensuring the city of Los Angeles continues to advance its environmental stewardship goals while meeting the water supply and storage needs of Los Angeles. The Eastern Sierra is a vital part of our Los Angeles water system, said Anselmo Collins, Senior Assistant General Manager, Water Systems at LADWP. We are committed to being good stewards of this important resource and maintaining a careful balance between fulfilling the needs of almost 4 million residents of Los Angeles and protecting the local environment. Our annual operations plan reflects this careful balance. How is this annual operation plan developed? Well, their staff work diligently throughout the year analyzing water availability, supply, and storage needs, as well as environmental conditions. By using the flexible approach we have outlined in the annual operations plan, LADWP is able to ensure that final export figures reflect real-time conditions and the latest data, said Collins. For more on this article, you can visit SierraWave.net or on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media. This time, I'd like to thank Jimmy T for going out to two special events this weekend. One was converting a playground into what appears to be a garden. And then the other was the Tail Waggers adoption. Wish we would have had time, but we did not, to get over to the bicycle rodeo. But we thank you to California Highway Patrol and Inyo Sheriff and anybody else that participated in that event as well. I remember my children growing up and loving that very, very, very much. Well, Cal Trout has secured $1.8 million in funding from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife for a groundbreaking project that will restore over 300 acres of meadows in the Inyo National Forest within the Mono Basin. The landscape scale pilot transforms meadows, streams, and forest habitat restoration into quantifiable carbon, water, and energy benefits, bringing about direct benefits for California's environment, economy, and community. Al Trout's approach to this newly funded project differs significantly from traditional restoration efforts by addressing multiple ecological challenges while simultaneously delivering quantifiable benefits. First one is water security. Restored meadows act as natural water banks, capturing snowmelt and rainfall, then gradually releasing it during summer months when California needs it most. Then climate resilience. Healthy meadows sequester significant amount of carbon below ground, and strategic forest and watershed management prevent catastrophic wildfires that would release massive carbon emissions while storing removed biomass in the soil through use of biochar and other effective and efficient restoration tactics. Local energy solutions, instead of wasting forest thinning byproducts, this project will convert biomass from hundreds of acres of forest thinning into renewable energy for the local grid. Economic benefits, the project creates local jobs while preserving the natural beauty of that drives tourism in the Eastern Sierra. And then finally, public safety, reducing wildfire risk, protects communities, and improves air quality throughout the state. The four-year project will restore over 300 acres of meadows in the Inyo National Forest within the Mono Basin, an area renowned for its natural beauty and ecological importance. The restored meadows will provide crucial refuge for wildlife facing increased stress from drought and fire, while preserving the internationally recognized landscapes that attract visitors from around the world. There's more on this article, and it is from a post that we shared on Facebook. It's from the U.S. Forest Service Inyo National Forest. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. For more of the news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.